life, love, power, death, tragedy. The story of the sinking of the Princess Sophia has all the essential elements of an opera, and that's what William Todd Hunt, artistic director of the local operatic group Orpheus Project, says piqued his interest.
It has everything that a typical opera has, except for an antagonist. There's no person that did things wrong or was evil or whatever, but it is this horrible tragedy, and with everybody on the ship dying, that's pretty operatic.
It was Hunt's idea to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the tragedy with an opera. He asked Juno screenwriter Dave Hunsaker for help, even though he had never written a libretto before. Turns out Hunsaker was already primed in the story. He became interested in the Princess Sophia story a few years ago after helping a local artist with a gallery opening featuring paintings about the disaster.
We know very little about what actually went on the ship, a couple of letters and some wireless transmissions, but to me, it just seems like it really is an enormous natural disaster, you know, in which the people are pitted against something. They can't win in this situation.
Hunsaker made Captain Ledbetter the sympathetic point of view character. Ledbetter operated the lighthouse tender Cedar, which stood by in a vain attempt at possibly rescuing the passengers and crew.
A jagged middle finger of a rock in the middle of the channel, pretty much hidden at high tide. The top of a 1,000-foot mountain.
In addition to writing the opera, Hunsaker will also be its stage director. For the set, he says it was unrealistic, or just plain silly, to try to recreate the ship on the stage with all of its passengers and crew. Instead, there'll be dancers representing things like the ship and the wind and the sea. Also, the dying ship will find its voice with a final haunting lullaby sung just off stage by soprano Tess Altaveros. To write the music, Hunt called on Fairbanks composer and conductor Emerson Eades, who had just finished Color of Gold, an opera about the founding of Fairbanks.
But I put up the scenes up on my wall surrounding my piano, and I just have all the text laying up in front of me and then just exit off as I as I go through so that I keep track of kind of where the scene is in the construction phase.
Eades composed distinctive musical motifs or themes for the reef, the overall sense of apprehension or unknowing, and also a reading of names of everyone who died.
Arthur Murray, third officer. David M. Robinson, wireless operator.
The antagonist becomes nature. The sea and the wind become the antagonist against the Sophia. And that's played out with ballets that will happen intermittently between the operatic scenes.
Eades says he's anxious to see all that play out on stage.
Because I'm so not the visual side of things, I'm just the music. The whole concept of staging, the whole concept of lighting, all that stuff is like, I come in and I'm like a little kid out of school. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Like, because when I'm writing this, I'm not thinking about that at all. It's just the drama and the music.
The Princess Sophia, an opera in two acts, has a limited set of performances starting on the 100th anniversary of the sinking, October 25th, 27th, and 28th. Reporting in Chino, I'm Matt Miller.